This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jim Martin, president and founder of the 60 Plus Association, a nonpartisan group working in advocacy for America's seniors. His organization believes there are some very difficult provisions in this bill facing America's seniors if, in fact, it gets approved on the health care front. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you, Greg.
One of the things President Obama tried to do yesterday was what he calls dispel the myths about some of the concerns about the health care bill. And one of them was that Medicare benefits would be cut as a result of this as a cost-saving technique or for other reasons. You believe clearly that there will be significant Medicare cuts awaiting the elderly if he gets his way. Explain why.
Well, they've done this before. The politicians want to cut Medicare, cut back on Medicare payments. Look, no wonder seniors are going to these town hall meetings. They're up in arms. By the way, it's not a coordinated attempt on their part. Senior citizens watch the news. They follow it daily. And nowadays, with all of these wonderful technological advances we have in the communications field, and by the way, we're starting to get on the Internet. We're starting to pay attention. And they show up. They're angry. And I'll tell you what, these politicians in Washington better beware. Come next November, there's going to be some pain at the polls, political pain, at the ballot box.
Why do you believe, though, that the Medicare benefits would be cut? What specifically in the bill calls for that?
Well, there's a couple of provisions in there that talk about cutting anywhere from, they've talked about $250 billion all the way up to $600 billion in cuts. If you talk also about payments to Medicaid. And we're talking about a slower rate of growth, if you will, but clearly there's a move afoot to cut back. Now, I'll tell you what, the president, I don't want to say he's lying. I'm from the old school, and he's the president of the United States, and I have a great respect for that office and for the man in it right now, quite frankly. But he's playing a little bit loose with the facts. He's scared. I'll tell you what, the White House is. The Democrats are scared because senior citizens are up in arms. You know, what is past is prologue. They tried to cut Medicare 10 and 20 years ago, and the seniors would not put up with it.
Another issue out there that he said is untrue is that the elderly would be denied or delayed treatment and essentially encouraged to die sooner to reduce end-of-life costs that are burdening the system. Talk about what's in the bill and why you believe that the elderly might be considered expendable in order to help the balance sheet even out a little bit.
Well, the way you put it, I like the way you phrase it, and quite frankly about the end-of-life consultation, and I'll be quite frank with you. The language is pretty vague. You could interpret it several different ways. But let's just say, let's assume, as many seniors are, that they're talking about, hey, and the president even said once, maybe instead of having that surgery, you should have taken a pill. Now, that is scary to seniors. You know, if you're 100 years old like that one person was, she had to live another 5 years after surgery. Well, the fact is, if there is this move toward counseling seniors on end-of-life consultation, I would say that is the most obnoxious part of that bill. And if both sides are arguing about it, well, I'm putting it this way. It's kind of a semantic cesspool, if you will, of language. Let's take it out of the bill. If Mr. Obama is saying, no, it's not true, the other side is worried about it, let's take it out of the bill because guess what? People already get counseling. Who from? From their own relatives and their own doctors and their own loved ones. Why should you have a person like my 104-year-old stepfather before he passed away? He's lying in bed. He's sure he's got drugs, medication. And if you're suggesting to him, perhaps you don't want to really keep taking these medications, we could put you over in this hospice. That's pretty hard to say no.
One of the things that has also come up in the past few days, and I know you're well aware of this, Jim, is scrutiny of your organization by the likes of MSNBC saying that your organization is not nonpartisan, that you're doing the bidding of major donors such as pharmaceutical companies. What do you have to say in response to that, that your agenda is money-driven rather than ideological?
Well, my first response is surely they jest. These stories they've thrown out there, these discredited stories, are very old. Hey, I'm old. I want to talk about the issues. But to address this specifically, the pharmaceutical industry, hey, they're the ones pushing the Obama plan. They say he's backed by the he's a front group for the Republican Party. Let me put it this way. Next check I get from the Republican Party at the state, federal, or local level will be my first check. And by the way, this ad I have on television, it's over a $1 million buy on national cable. No, the insurance lobby, this always drives the liberals nuts. No, the insurance lobby did not, neither did the pharmaceuticals. I have over a quarter of a million individual donors around the country who voluntarily send us donations because they believe in our philosophical approach, which is less taxes, less government, if you will. And the AARP, by the way, the ARP, the Association, I call them the Association Against Retired Persons, because quite frankly, they're out there big government. They get millions and millions of your tax dollars, and they go out and politic for one party, the Democratic Party. I am nonpartisan. We give awards to Democrats as well as Republicans in the House and Senate when we think they're voting the best interests of senior citizens. It's all of a matter of whose ox is being gored. We're 17 years old. ARP is 50 years old. They have 30-some million. We have 5.5 million supporters. We are clearly have drawn blood with them. They know we're here. In fact, we were formed. I started this group just to counter their very big government liberal tendencies.
Jim, real quickly before we let you go, how do you expect this debate to be resolved when lawmakers come back in a few weeks?
I think these Democrats, the liberal Democrats, are going to come back with their tail between their legs, and they're going to realize the folks out there aren't rabble-rousers at these town hall meetings. Look, we don't condone the yelling and the screaming, but that's happening on both sides, bullhorns by the Organizing for America, which is the old Organizing for Obama presidential group from last year. We don't condone that on either side. But these seniors are angry, they're upset, and they vote in huge numbers. And I'm telling you now, they are not going to take this sitting down.
Jim, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Greg.
Absolutely. Jim Martin is the president and founder of the 60 Plus Association. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.